Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, and it is a Friday, and that means, of course, that we get to visit with the managing editor of City View Magazine. We do some hyper-local stuff and talk about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro this weekend into next week. Jeffrey, welcome, my friend. Good to have you back.
Hey, 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 what's happening?
I know, man. Everything's happening. You know, everything is happening. But I'm not up to speed on everything the way you are. I know that today, by the way, Friday, is the final day of Hanukkah. And I started my day this morning eating three latkes. And I'm feeling it.
Now, what is a latke?
Well, a latke is marvelous stuff. It is potatoes and eggs and flour and a little onion and some garlic. And you mash it all together. And you fry it in oil. And it is delicious. But it's very...
Why have I never had...
Well, you know... Well, maybe next year.
That sounds so good.
Next year when we get back.
Why can't I? Why isn't that on the menu at the restaurant? Or why isn't
It is if you go to a
Jewish restaurant. Call it something. Is it just like an egg and cheese casserole?
I don't know. No, it's totally different. There are not many kosher restaurants in Iowa. So, or you know, it doesn't have to be a kosher restaurant. I mean, I guess the closest thing that you could get. You know, potato pancakes. What do they call it?
Crepes?
No. What do they
call it? Waffles.
No. This has nothing to do with bread. This is potatoes. Remember? French fries, maybe.
Hash browns.
Hash browns. There you go. Yeah, but it's so much better than hash browns. Anyway, next year, God willing. We'll have you over for a Hanukkah party, and we'll make latkes, and we'll do that. There you go.
Think we'll be out of lockdown?
God willing. I hope so. Well, we're sort of out here in Iowa. We're sort of out of lockdown. I mean, the governor this past week said, hey, bars, go for it. And so put some new restrictions or lifted some restrictions. So we'll see what happens. Anyway.
See what happens.
Yeah. So what are we doing this weekend?
All kinds of stuff.
All right, go.
Des Moines Bucks.
Yeah.
All right. Action downtown at Wells Fargo Arena still till next month. They take on tonight. It's the Fargo Force, 7 p.m. And then Saturday, rematch with the Fargo Force, 6 p.m.
So Friday and Saturday, it's hockey in town. And it's it's the wonderful Des Moines Buccaneers versus the much-hated Fargo Force.
Much hated.
Hate them.
Speaking of Fargo.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about Iowa last week, the Hawks. Hawks basketball. And this isn't in town, but I don't care because Iowa's ranked number 3 in the country. They're taking on number 1 in the country Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
Oh.
Catch it on CBS, 11 a.m. I'm looking forward to it.
Who are they playing?
Gonzaga.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
In South Dakota. Yeah. Which I guess, I don't know where. I'm assuming Gonzaga is in South Dakota. Because they're playing the game in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So
I don't know. I don't know. I thought that they were in out east.
I would have said East Coast.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah, out east someplace. I don't know. Anyway.
For some, they're playing the game in South Dakota.
Why not?
It might be some kind of tournament or something.
Yeah, there might be pheasant hunting going on. Who knows?
And also, this is Fran McCaffrey, the coach, and Mark Few of Gonzaga. They'll be wearing special shoes to benefit American Cancer Society Coaches Against Cancer. So,
all right, big game Saturday morning, 11 o'clock.
Huge game.
All right.
Huge. I mean, I can't think of a Iowa game that's been
huger.
This much. Yeah.
Huger.
Huge. Remember that?
Yeah. Huge.
There used to be a pizza called the Huger Huge.
Oh, really?
I forget where it was from, but
it sounds like it would be
it was pizza.
Pizza.
It does, but I think it was actually like Home Team Pizza. Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Anyway.
All right, so we got a little basketball. Next.
Next. Let's see. Join renowned singer and actress Gina Gedler and her combo musicians at Noche tonight.
Gina Gedler?
That's right. Warm and toasty holiday songs by Ella Fitzgerald, Kieran Carpenter, Eartha Kitt, Diana Krall, and many more.
Diana Krall. Wow. Noche.
What's your favorite holiday song?
Yeah, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Favorite. That,
you know, my grandma hated that song. She took offense. But she honestly hated it.
I know. I when I was back in the DJ days, I would play that incessantly because I knew that it got under the skin of us old folks. So.
How do you feel about that Adam Sandler song, the Hanukkah song?
Oh, I like it. Sure.
Yeah.
Eight Crazy Nights. Yeah. He did a secondary to that too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
That I also like You're a Mean One,
yeah.
Mr. Grinch. Mm-hmm. You really are a heel. That's another one.
I got my 2-year-old saying Bah Humbug.
Good for you.
I don't think she knows what it means. She loves to say it. I think it's so funny.
Hey, did you get my message last week? You know, we were talking about what to get Emma for Christmas, and I sent you an image of a drum set.
I know. Yeah. It's on the list.
There you go. I'm telling you. You guys will thank me over and over again.
I think my wife would kill me.
yeah, probably. All right. Gina Gedler.
She has plenty of reasons for that, so she doesn't need another one.
You know, I don't want to leave Gina Gedler here, Noche, tonight, by the way. But yeah. She's doing Diana Krall stuff. That's going to be fabulous. And
yeah.
I'm just going to take a real interesting stab in the dark here. Ready? With a name like Gedler, I'll bet that she celebrated Hanukkah.
Think so?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I never know.
I'd have no idea, but that, yeah.
Now, is it okay to be making assumptions based on last people's names?
Well, you know, I mean,
about things.
Yeah, so, yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, probably. That's why I do it all the time. Are you kidding me? Yeah, and this happens all the time with me. You know, I'll be talking to somebody wherever they are in the United States, and if they have what is commonly a Jewish surname, I'll kind of sneak in the back door and, you know, just kind of ask that question.
Yeah.
So, you know, in a veiled sort of way. And you'd be surprised how many times I've been right. But anyway,
sure.
Yeah, Gina Gedler. I'm just betting on it. But anyway, so
well, we should.
I should
find out.
I'm gonna find out. I will. I'll post it. I'll let you know.
Do you know Mainframe Studios is the largest nonprofit art studio building in the nation?
Really?
So it says.
Are they doing something this weekend?
They are. Oh. Saturday shopping event starts at 11 o'clock, and I think this goes on most Saturdays. But from 2 to 4, they're having a little special festivities: live painting by Amy O'Brien on the fourth floor, and live music by violinist Caleb Hans Polishek. Oh. First floor.
Wow, nice. Mainframe. Have you been there?
No, I don't think I've ever been.
Fabulous.
There.
It's just fabulous. I mean, those guys have done just a wonderful job. And I think we talked about this maybe last week or the week before. My friend Kelsey Zeman has a studio there, and she's a makeup artist. Really? And
it, really?
Yeah, the artistry of Kelsey Zeman, KelsiZeamann. Look it up if you can. You will be stunned. I mean, what she does. I mean, if you follow her on Instagram, it's really amazing stuff that she does. And And she's done makeup for several well-known people. She did Joe Biden's makeup, interestingly enough, when he was
really
recently on the TV here in before the primary. I can't remember anyway, but yeah. interviewed her maybe 2 years ago, and she was on the program. But fascinating, fascinating woman. Very talented. Also, an inventor. She's an entrepreneur. She invented a case for lipstick slash eyeliner, I don't know, something. And anyway, it's nothing that I use, but I was pretty blown away by the idea. So,
absolutely. That's neat.
Yeah, some hometown stuff going on. Name dropping. You know.
How about that? I like it.
Gina Gedler.
Gina Gedler.
Okay.
All right, tomorrow, yes. Biscuits and gravy breakfast and blood drive. This is 7-Eleven free will donation at the Life Serve Blood Center in Polk City.
Back up in Polk City, huh?
Yep. We get a lot of Polk City events.
Yeah, what's going on? That must be the happening place to be up there in Polk City.
It is, I think. So dine in, carry out, 7:30 to 11:30. Make an appointment beforehand, it says, and get biscuits and gravy and give blood.
There you go.
Which is a big deal right now for a lot of people. Yeah. Yep.
All right. LifeServe, Polk City.
12 days of promenades going on Sunday in the East Village.
12 days of
shopping. I mean, music. Festive spirit.
I like that. I like that festive spirit stuff.
Amen.
Yeah. East Village.
Let's see. What else we have? Drake Men's Basketball play at the Knapp Center Sunday. Tips at 2 p.m.
All right.
And they are 6-0.
Really? What's going on with the basketball here in Iowa all of a sudden?
Something must be in the water or something.
So Drake basketball
6-0. Yeah. I mean Drake. Yeah. Yeah.
And
they got it turned around. They got it going.
Is that Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. They play tonight also, but not a home game.
Got it. So Sunday, who are they playing? Who's Drake playing?
Playing the Chicago State Cougars.
I hate them.
Tips at 2 p.m.
Got it. All right.
Go Bulldogs. How about that?
How about that? 6-0. Nice.
I like it. Carols and Coco, 1 p.m., Central Pres Church of Des Moines. They're doing caroling, but it's virtual. But they will prepare a special take-home treat bag for you.
There you go. Take-home treats. We're back into the spirit.
Yep. Oh, they'll actually be delivered.
Carols and Coco.
Yep.
Central Presbyterian Church. Got it.
How about that? That's kind of nice.
Nice, yeah.
Hot cocoa. I haven't had a cup of hot cocoa yet this year. Have you?
And I have not, but our granddaughter has had several.
Yeah, I bet. Let's see. Santasaurus is still going on Science Center. So this is the Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton dressed up like Santa Claus for photo ops.
Dinosaurs and Santa.
Oh, that's funny to me for some reason. I just think of this, this proud Tyrannosaurus Rex. In 2 million years later, whatever, we're dressing it up like Santa Claus and taking photos.
It's Santasaurus. Go down there to the Science Center and see Santasaurus.
Yes.
Santasaurus Rex.
Jolly Holiday Lights to benefit Make-A-Wish. You ever do this? You ever do this sort of thing? Drive through the big light shows?
I have, back in the day when it was at Waterworks Park, yes.
Yep. It's out at Adventureland Park now.
It is. And I understand.
There is a ton of money for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, and I understand it's bigger and better than ever.
Yep. Every year it grows, gets bigger and better. And it's something you can do, safely.
Right.
Quarantined, whatever.
Right.
In your car. Yep. $20 a car, it sounds like. And again, benefit Make-A-Wish. Renton Skating Plaza's open still.
There you go. Fall on your face.
And Jingle in the Junction, of course, still going on.
Yay. Thursday's Jingle in the Junction. I was there, by the way, this past week in the Junction.
Yeah. What was going on? Pens?
I was just visiting some people, some stores. Yeah, getting some I was getting in the spirit, man. Nice. Yeah, yeah. So what we do in our family is each night of Hanukkah, we exchange a small gift of some kind.
Uh-huh.
And so I was kind of on a rockin' theme this year with my bride. And it's a nautical theme to go with her nautical bedroom. And so I was.
Does that work in the winter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because it all looks like Anna Maria Island in Florida. So you walk in our bedroom, and it looks like, oh, yeah, this is really nice. I can just feel the warm breezes.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw some pictures the other day of people languishing on a beach someplace, and there was, like, sun. Remember that? There was sun.
Vaguely.
Yeah, and then it was, like, palm trees.
Now, these people you saw, were they 6 feet apart wearing masks?
I think it was pre-COVID photographs. All right. Jeff Pitts, thank you so much, sir.
You bet. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Always one of the bright spots of each and every week as Jeff Pitts joins us from City View Magazine talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Jingle in the Junction, friends. Do not miss it. Good times. All right. That's a wrap for this week's program. Thank you very much for joining us again. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. By the way, Jeff, he just finished a really kick-ass piece.
Really?
For an upcoming podcast that we are engineering, not on, but engineering this thing. And he did, I mean, it is just it's excellent. So if you're out there and you're considering doing your own podcast at some time, you want some original music because that's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Look me up. I will put you in touch with James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts. My name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.